my name on the back of my belt. Believe there's a God to save me from hell. And dirt roads are made for country boys like me.
They took her baby.
Don't believe in politically correct.
She had her baby.
If you want a piece of me,
CPS took her.
Better have a set. A rifle and a four-wheel drive is all I need.
Okay, let's get me a rhythm.
January.
Nelson's gonna let him bleed today. He's going into shock.
And it's good for you. Take your Terramax today.
President business enveloped by a cloud of drones descending from the sky.
That's the most disorganized.
I would never let my kids read Chronicle SU.
Yep, I said, Nelson's bleeding today.
And I'll say it right to the camera. Stop it.
Hold it, mate.
Run, please.
You want to do this right now?
I write to the propaganda for the right wing.
You are fake news.
And I smoke in the weed.
You're gonna get this Terramax out. You're gonna live a clean life.
Yes, I go into a dissociative state because
you're tuned in to Hate Radio, broadcasting all across the galaxy. Break out the Terramax and put your kids to sleep. Here's your host, Hate Set.
Hello and welcome to an all-new extraterrestrial episode of Hate Radio, brought to you proudly by Lethal Joker Incorporated and the Internet Chronicle. Chronicle.su is a proud, long-time, long-standing Lethal Joker subsidiary, and we are not owned or controlled by the banks, or Lockheed Martin, or News Corp, or Amazon, or Walmart, or Lethal Joker. No, we're controlled by them, but there's nothing wrong with that. They give us a script at the beginning of each episode. We read it to you, and we're not beholden to Sinclair Broadcasting, and we're not beholden to the goddamn alien invaders. That, yes, we're aliens. Me and Kilgore, who's with us tonight, we're the aliens.
It's the only way we know to not be beholden to them is to be them.
And we're just trying to let you guys know that they're in control of the internet. And it's making Billy sneeze. Like, they've got control over him right now. And this is how they're lashing out at us. I'm sorry, Bill. Are you okay? Are those alien bastards fucking with your shit right now?
Yeah.
God damn it, dude. This is fucking sick. But we're letting you guys know. And so we're under attack. We're under constant DDoS and sneeze attacks. And later, Dr. Troubadour has tips for healthy web browsing in an alien-controlled internet. It's not going to stop Billy's sneezes, but it is going to keep you from getting your shit totally fucked up by the aliens in control of the internet. Bill, what are you doing to cope with the sneeze attacks that the aliens have thrust upon you? I'm sorry, dude. Is there any coping mechanism, or what are they doing to you?
This is hold on 1 second.
Billy is under attack, ladies and gentlemen. And this is no joke. Do I need to call someone for help?
This is a show. Call me Kilgore, first of all. And second of all, you ever seen War of the Worlds?
Is that the one
War of the Worlds?
Where they're on tripods and zapping everything?
Yeah, and what happens at the end, right?
That's such a badass movie. I love that fucking movie.
What happens at them, though?
Except for the end. Biology kills them. They get sick.
Yeah.
Billy's being rejected right now.
But they're not. They're the real life aliens.
Kilgore.
Are not stupid. They've got doctors with them, right? Imagine, like, the U.S. Army invades some swamp in Africa, and they're like, oh shit, we forgot all our medics, and they all just get sick and die overnight, right?
Kilgore, that's terrible.
That's what they did in War of the Worlds, but that's not what the aliens will do today.
No. They're not going to stamp you down.
In fact, this sneezing is part of the severe immunity that's been forced into my body by the alien doctors.
How did they get it into you? Everything.
Well, it's like a, what do you call it? Just this incredible vaccination that hits you with everything Earth's got.
Did they trick you into visiting a website or something?
No, it just brought me to the doctor's office. Christ's sake.
And they poked you with a needle?
You've had a vaccination too, right?
I've had a few. Some I'm not so proud of.
Oh, yeah. Well, there are some anti-vaxxing aliens who just want to take it to the face, but not me.
There are some of... Yeah, dude, they're like, just throw me in raw. Whatever you got, I don't want it. I want the basic fucking experience. Okay, so you were shit out in the woods, and nobody showed up with medicine. And then you got sick from some shit that lives in the woods. You get something off a rat, get measles and mumps.
Yeah, some little blood-sucking tick. Get a little of this, a little of that.
Later on, we'll take callers. In fact, we should do the thing that we talked about on the last show and pimp out this phone number.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
It's 917-675-4836. We usually do this show sometime after midnight. It's midnight in the desert. I mean, how many different ways can you fucking tweet something and retweet it?
You do it once, that's fine.
So we're getting notifications and pings and pongs. These are the sounds of human computers. And you don't hear this shit on alien computers. They run so quietly in the background. It makes them almost impossible to detect. Have you ever actually detected one of the computers used by our alien race?
They don't make... they're actually hard to hack because they got quantum processors.
And those quantum processors, are they good at fucking and sucking?
No, but when you try to root them, you can get one of a bajillion fake roots where you're in a fake computer.
Oh, you're like tentacle hentai monster. You got your tentacles in every root and hole.
Well, that's not what I'm saying at all.
That's what it sounds like to me.
No, that's not at all. For the listeners out there and for you... The when accessed from outside by force, these computers can have an infinite, almost, array of fake file systems, fake memory.
Fake breasts.
Well, I don't know about you, but I don't think computers are... quite the type to feed babies.
And do you think we should also tell the listeners the definition of a hentai rape monster, or should we just start? We got callers.
They know about that already.
All right. You want to take a caller?
Yeah.
Okay. First time caller line, east of the Rockies. This is Hate Radio. You're on the air. Hi, caller.
Good evening.
How the hell are you?
Never better. Yourself?
Hey, we're doing fine. You're on Hate Radio. Kilgore, say what's up to the caller.
Hi, caller.
Oh, hello.
We were just
I must have dialed the wrong number. Where am I calling?
This is the Internet Chronicle. You've reached the front desk. Can I put you through to one of the editors? There's Hatesack and Kilgore.
Could you say that again?
This is the North American headquarters.
I must have dialed the wrong number.
Of the Internet Chronicle. This is
no. You're on the air with us right now. We're live. This is WSUC FM 770. We're discussing the alien invasion of our internet, and there's been a string of credible military reports of craft threatening our nuclear. That's right. They've been threatening our nuclear stations, turning them on and off. They've been flying
Trump. I saw that.
They've been flying by our fighter jets, not just our fighter jets, but other nations too. And we're pretty sure that if they're able to do this to our airspace, the question now is, what are they doing to our cyberspace? And are they softening this up for an invasion? What do you think? Have you seen anything strange on the internet lately? Anything that might suggest they're trying to tear us apart for invasion?
Why aren't you answering his question?
Hey, give him a second of thought. Think about it. This is a big thing.
Sorry.
Well, to be honest with you, I was just trying to call and make a reservation, and this is interesting and all, but I guess I don't understand.
He doesn't quite understand.
Well, you guys take my reservation? I mean, I don't
all
know.
All right, we'll take
your
reservation.
Yeah, we also take reservations.
Yeah, this is. We'll transfer you to the front desk.
Hello?
It was really strange.
Yes, hello?
Hi, this is really strange. I guess I dialed the wrong number. I apologize.
No, who are you trying to reach?
They're supposed to take my reservation. I've been on hold for like 20 minutes.
Okay.
So I guess I've dialed the wrong number here. Nope. I just gotta hang up over here. So.
Nope, tell us your fucking reservation.
I guess, do you have the right number, or did they just like put me to the wrong department?
Are you trying to speak to Dr. Michio Kaku?
No, this is a mortgage-related thing. They've had me on full all fucking night, man.
The only truly credible...
Are you guys with PHH?
Look, the only truly credible reports of UFOs have followed this troubling pattern. Like, always, they're tracking our fighter jets, they're interfering with the nuclear weapon systems, and this guy's talking about making a fucking reservation. Where do you want to go?
Well, listen, buddy.
I'll get you a table. You looking for a two-top?
Crunk, Nevada.
You're in Crunk, Nevada? Did they name that town after
house out there?
Hey, look.
Hold on just a minute here. Hold on.
You want me to come to my front door or yours?
Guys, I've been on the phone for 20 minutes all day. Make a reservation.
This fucker. I think this is what I think it's like to talk to a bot.
Just hold on one second.
I think this guy's a bot. You know, he's not real.
Right.
This isn't credible.
Hello?
Hello?
Hello, this is the front desk.
Where am I calling? Who are you?
You're back at the front desk.
This is the Liebel Joker Hotel and Casino.
Okay, look, man, I'm just trying to make a payment.
Did they bounce you back?
It's late, and I can't get online to make the payment. What today is? The 17th?
This is...
I've been locked out for 17 days. This is... the third or fourth time I've been forwarded, and I'm just trying to speak to the goddamn supervisor at this point.
All right, we'll put the supervisor on.
Bill?
Put it to the supervisor.
Hold on a sec. Where's the supervisor? Where is he right now?
I think he's a... No, he's taking a shit.
No, where is he?
He's in the bathroom. Give him a second. He'll be out.
Yeah.
Hello?
Yep. Who is this?
Okay, guys, I'm going to move my bowels here.
Hey, who in the hell is this? You taking a shit on the phone, man?
And that's just not any water.
Are you shitting out your fucking ass on the internet right now? All right, he's gone. I'm glad he's gone. What the? All right.
What the hell was that?
That was theoretical physicist Dr. Michio Kaku.
Well, he sure had a lot to say, didn't he?
Man, it's so rare to get a guest of that caliber on the radio like that, and we just treated him like a fucking asshole.
Poor guy needed his mortgage payments.
He was on hold for 20 minutes.
How do you end up on our show? That doesn't make any goddamn sense.
Maybe somebody has a phone switcher or something?
Yeah, I don't know.
You could, yeah, fuck, I don't know either. There's some good old boys on that line, though. But didn't it seem kind of like talking to a bot that was really good at keeping your attention but not quite addressing your questions and stuff?
No, he didn't seem like a bot at all.
You think that was a person?
Sure, why not? Was it a sound? Were you using some soundboard on us or something?
No, that wasn't me. That was theoretical physicist Dr. Michio Kaku.
No.
It was a little off-brand, but it was not the usual kind of interview that you get from a theoretical physicist. But we're pretty comfortable with him, so we took it to that level, and he had some diarrhea humor there at the end. Hilarious dude. And he was friends with Tom. Who was it? Tommy DeLonge?
DeLong.
DeLong? Tommy DeLong Dong? DeLong? Do you know that that guy has access to truth about UFOs?
Yeah. He's one of our major sources at this point.
What did he say? That he said chimps setting fires all over the place would be too dangerous. He was like, whatever the scientists
think. No, you forgot the analogy, okay? The chimp is to us as we are to the alien. That's the analogy.
Yeah, so they don't want chimps setting fires all over the place with their nuclear
weapons. The fire is the chimp as the nuclear weapon is to us. That's the other analogy. It's the extension of it.
Well, whatever scientists think and whatever their analogies say, the people living in that area would not be very tolerant for very long if they had nukes.
Just imagine a bunch of chimps setting off nukes.
It's a situation that no advanced species in our vicinity can tolerate.
Yeah.
So the aliens have taken over and they're going to put a stop to that shit. Is that what it is?
They haven't taken over yet, no. They're just softening us up with psyops.
I think that's what that was tonight.
You think that was a psyop from an alien?
Look, do you think it was scripted and fictional?
No.
Yeah, I don't either. It sounded pretty fucking real to me. I think that's the aliens. And I'm scared. I can't wait to get to these troubadour tips later. They're going to put me at ease.
Well, let's hear them.
Well, hold on a second. We didn't settle this thing between Tom DeLong and Michio Kaku.
Oh, you've just... Why we want to read that shit again? We've been over that again and again. Read that last time?
I don't think we did. No. Okay, this was written as a product of last podcast. And then... But yeah. Okay, well, why fucking... We'll come back to it. Let's see what else we have going on here. I don't think that caller was an expert on anything. I think that guy was super double fucking around.
I think he was really fucking frustrated and got transferred to us by some odd glitch.
You think so?
Sure.
It was weird, right? That guy really thought that, yeah, man, there was something weird going on there. And that's the segment of the show. I
was really expecting you to go on about the reservation and the mortgage, but you really just kept coming back to the show.
I wanted to challenge him. I wasn't sure really what that situation was. I was just pushing through with the show, yeah.
I thought he wanted a reservation for a hotel. I wanted to know about the hotel casino thing, but that didn't work either.
No, it was about a mortgage. I played the phone call for him and everything. The pretending to be the fucking boss. Alright, let's not go down memory lane just yet.
Well, we've just spent as much time on nostalgia for a minute ago as we did on that guy.
Dr. Troubadour's tips for healthy web browsing in an alien-controlled internet. This is how to keep your shit together, even though the aliens are or have begun to take control of the internet, right? Because unless something happens to stop it, inevitably we're looking at an alien controlled internet forever. That's my understanding of it.
Yeah.
So these are Dr. Troubadour's tips for healthy web browsing in an alien controlled internet. Tip number one: do not use the internet for porn. Aliens will use it against you. Like, it doesn't matter. Tip number two: do not use the internet to access material pertaining to your own interests. This makes sense too, because the aliens, they learn about you this way, and they'll find you personally and disembowel you right there on the spot. So don't use the internet to access material pertaining to anything that might give you away. And tip number three: support net neutrality. The only thing aliens controlling the internet hate more than a human-controlled internet is net neutrality. They can't do their freaky alien shit if you have net neutrality. It magically protects your internet from greed and fucking aliens, man, in their greedy, cunt alien systems of greed. Occupy Wall Street. The tip started strong, right? The strong premise. But then from there, I think it became less of a tip and it really descended into dark territory not commonly explored or confronted by Dr. Angstrom Troubadour. I hope he's okay.
Is this another tip or just commentary on the tips?
Yeah, I just felt like that last tip was a bit, you know? Kind of worried about Dr. Troubadour if he's going down the right path. But we'll keep an eye on that, and we'll watch his vitals. Meanwhile, I'm going to talk to Raleigh about these...
Wait, there's just one tip? We only get one tip?
You heard all three,
man.
I
thought there was a list of tips. Oh, okay. Jeez, they really flew by. I must have just spaced on them.
You were in a daze from those dazzling tips. You just had your fucking mind all tipped up. Tip number two was don't use the internet to access material pertaining to your interests, because the aliens would use that against you. And tip three, don't support net neutrality. Or no, do. And then this whole thing about how it magically protects you from greed and capitalism and the fucking aliens, man.
Fuck net neutrality.
Fucking aliens, man.
Net neutrality protects
It protects you from the aliens.
It protects the Silicon Valley from losing money.
Protects you from the aliens, man. Protects you from the fucking aliens. So you support net neutrality, motherfucker. You support it, you understand me? It's the only thing that's gonna protect us from the fucking aliens. Now the people in the Silicon Valley are fine. They're fine people. If they want net neutrality, they can have it. I think the aliens could really use Silicon Valley. Why have they already? And they could be turning net neutrality like a talon against us. Like attacking you with your own fucking hand.
I don't see that. I think they're just disrupting our political system.
Look, they're fine
military
aliens.
Systems.
And
if anything, they're using Tor.
What?
They've been waiting all this time for us to put Tor in place. And as soon as Tor is there, bam, now they've got their way in and they can't be tracked.
This sounds
That's really the important thing.
Yeah.
Because if you track them, then you can route them out. But once Tor came in, they had their way in. That's when all the fucking around started.
That's when all the
fucking Tor.
Around started.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's when it all started.
That's when all the fucking around started. What do you think? We're just fucking around? You're on Hate Radio.
Oh, yeah.
They're getting me. Dude, they're getting me. They're fucking getting me. Alright, listen. We're just two good old boys on the internet, alright? I don't know what all this talk about is about aliens and stuff, but like, yes, we're aliens, but we're not doing that shit. We're not down with what they're doing. It's pretty fucking uncool. But what about Michio Kaku? You think that was him trying to make a reservation?
That wasn't Michio Kaku. He didn't even sound like him.
Do your best.
That guy
Michio Kaku
was confused
voice.
As fuck.
Do your
I
best.
I can't do a Michio Kaku.
I think you could.
No. Well, let me listen to him. Maybe I'll try one. All right. I'm really a terrible impersonation. Let's hear. Okay, Michio Kaku videos.
I got one.
You shoot a puck, and it goes all the way down forever, unless acted on by an outside force. That's different from Aristotle's law of motion.
Can you do him?
I just did. Didn't you hear it?
You get tired.
That was...
The second law of motion...
Wow, you sound just like him.
Pretty good, right?
That's a good impression. Do it again.
The Industrial Revolution. Steam engines.
Yeah, dude. It's...
I was doing that steam engine sound with the back of my throat.
It sounded just like it. I mean, it was uncanny.
Rockets that can sail into outer space. So the lesson here is, when scientists unravel the first force of the universe, gravity, that set into motion the Industrial Revolution, a revolution which toppled the kings and queens of Europe, which displaced feudalism, ushering in the modern age, all because a 23-year-old gentleman looked up and
turn
asked
this
the question,
bullshit off. Fucking stupid.
How did you do both voices at the same time like that at the end? Are you
fucking stupid?
You're a master of the craft.
I would never say that trash. That's just
That was me. You doing Michio Kaku.
That's fake history. Fake bad history.
Why would you make Michio Kaku say that?
That's called technological determinism. In fact, I made Michio Kaku say the opposite of technological determinism, which probably freaked him out if he read it.
Let's email it to him.
What do you mean? Technology didn't determine the invasion. He said 500 men marched into Central America, and it was their guns and horses that allowed them to take over.
Technology determined their invasion.
Everybody knows that's bullshit.
Technology.
That's why we can take the aliens on.
Technology determined their invasion.
Ever since humans saw lightning bolts.
Wow. I don't want to hear this.
Ever since technology determined they could invade and rape and pillage the people of the town. Technology was wonderful, and it'll help Google. DeLong. Remember when DeLong dismissively waved his hand at the cries from the conference room at the end? People like
our listeners, if you're listening, I'm sorry, this show has no cohesion at all. We're all over the place tonight. You mean you must be confused right now. There's no thread to follow, nothing. Just random sound bites jumping from quote to thing to the next. Jeez Louise.
This is a barn burner.
How do you guys do it? I want to know.
They're called super fans, and they hate us.
Now we're talking.
They're fucking good old boys, man, and good old gals out on the town with their fucking ladies hanging out. Chronicle.su back on track tonight.
We're like a Boston Dynamic robot just chasing you down. Right on top. You know that little dance it does when it tries to like reset its balance? It's doing that on your body endlessly, just stomping you.
Just when you start to relax, it finds you doing that stupid fucking dance, trampling you. You can never sleep. You can never turn your back on it. Chronicle.su is always right there, just around the corner. It's about to catch up. Get your keys, quick. Unlock the door. It's about to catch up. But we got you. We got you. We struck you in the moonlight. It's midnight in the desert. This is the Internet Chronicle. It's fucking absurd. It is. There's been a backbone to this episode, and it has to do with the strength and magnitude and the character of Tom DeLong, and for him having the fortitude
Huge.
To come out and him be among the first to announce the appearance of aliens in our internet. That was he's a strong man. I'll say it. He's a strong man, and he's a great. Is he the front man of 182? Blink?
No, I don't know.
He is in it, right? I think he's the front man. Tommy DeLonghi?
Blink-182, Tom DeLong.
Oh, it says he left the band. What do you think? Is he the best UFO guy that we have right now? Tom DeLong? I mean, who else is actually out, you know, is the strongest proponent for UFOs out there? I mean, really, is there anyone at this point? Kilgore?
Oh, what now?
The people... are there any stronger UFO advocates than Tom DeLonge?
No.
I think he's the... I mean, I can't even think of another one right now. I don't think there are any, right? Who else has a hard-on for UFOs as big as Tom DeLonge's?
Nobody.
I mean, Michio Kaku, the best you can get out of him is like, maybe, probably. Technology and fucking and whatever. Boston Dynamics, dog, chasing you in your sleep. The Internet Chronicle, chasing you in your sleep. But, we stalk and victimize our readers. If you come in here, we get your IP address, we find out where you live, we get details on like where you work and your address and places that you go in between, and then we wait out there in our cars for 15-20 minutes before you're about to get off, and sometimes we hide in the bushes and watch from a distance what the readers are doing, and this is so that we can better get to know you and advertise to you better on our website, because we don't believe in tracking your data, but we do it anyway. So that's what it means to accept that fucking cookie bar every time it shows up on some website. Everybody sucks the GDPR's dick, puts their stupid cookie bar up. WordPress told us, don't forget your cookie bar. Like, dude, if you're on the internet, you're getting fucking tracked. Why does everybody have to shit on their front page with a stupid cookie bar? Just, you know? You're getting fucking... And what is it? I don't agree to that cookie bar. Just to use their fucking site. Do you agree to cookie bars, Bill?
What the fuck kind of question? Do I agree to cookie bars? What does this become? Some kind of... I mean, come on. What does that mean?
I'm from the government and I want to know. Do you agree to cookie bars when you visit websites?
No. I thought you meant, like, the food. What's a cookie... What do you mean? What is a bar, though?
It shows up at the bottom of the site or at the top, and they're all about, like, hey, we use tracking cookies. Agree? Or what?
No, I don't agree.
I don't either. What about ones that cover the whole screen? What do?
I don't agree.
I don't agree to them either. Who agrees to fucking cookie bars? And what are you really saying when you agree? Can't you just use the website and make no choice? Like, you're getting fucking tracked anyway. Why should everybody shit up their front pages with these stupid pop-up bars that distract you from the content? Those pop-up bars should be the fucking content, you know? Not some shit about cookies.
Oh, we got cookies. Except our fucking cookies.
Like, nobody actually agrees to anything. You just do it and you get the fucking whatever. You're getting tracked. You're getting cookied all the fucking time, dude. Getting Facebook cookied and all that shit.
I guess I do agree to it.
Do you click agree?
You get online, you agree. I don't click agree, but, you know, you get online.
You get online. You know, they don't educate about that. Like, where is your data going anytime you do something on the internet? They used to just say, like, don't do it. Don't give your information to strangers. And then now people are signing up for every fucking website, putting their goddamn home address into websites. Like, buyafuckingshoe.com. Like, oh, there's my home address and my... Oh, yeah, save my credit card so I can come back here again and spend $40 in 2 years. But we stalk our readers at Chronicle, and we used to stalk the stalkers of Brenda Song, the Asian girl from Disney's Sweet Life on Deck. And it was kind of crazy that you could comment on a Disney star's page in the hope that she would reply to you. She had us a guest book, right? And these dudes would be like, "Hey, Brenda, almost done with your special gift. Two smiley faces in a row. I just hope there's a way to ship it to you or a place where you can pick it up. Another smiley face. Because I know they probably will triple check that gift and probably x-ray it 20 times before you can touch it. I just hope they don't break it, LOL. Okie dokie, have a wonderful day. And stay as you are, hon. Another smiley face. Never ever change. Big hug," in parentheses. "Just tell them where to mail it, Brenda. You're going to receive his special gift?" If somebody wrote that to you, Billy, would you then give them your address? I keep calling you fucking by your name when you want me to call you Kilgore.
I don't know what we're even talking about anymore. I'm kind of lost the thread.
We're going everywhere, aren't we? We're all over the place. Let's see. How long have we been doing this? It's probably time. Yeah, we've recorded for about 45 minutes. Hate Radio, grinding to a halt at 3 o'clock in the morning.
On the rattling off the rails here.
Kilgore, what are your predictions for this whole alien internet thing? What happens next?
I thought we were going to talk to a hacker about it tonight.
We talked to somebody.
That's true.
The guy that we talked to...
he didn't want to talk about it at all.
He wouldn't address it. He wouldn't answer my questions. Or yours. And every chance we gave him. But no. They're going to keep creeping, right? It's not over. They haven't completely taken it over. What have they not yet taken over on the internet? On next episode.
Hold on. Wait. What are you saying?
On the next episode.
What have they not taken over?
Yeah.
The aliens.
Right.
Well, it's nothing. They've taken over it all.
Oh, they've taken it all over. Oh, so we're fucked.
It's not really a takeover. They're just turning people against each other online, talking about politics.
Well, buddy, it sure as hell is working.
Yeah.
Because I'm all worked up in a fit over it. I'm ready to take a gun into the workplace. I'm ready to commit a mass shooting over this.
Then it's just about...
a bunch of tragedy. It's on the news. Everybody's like, what the fuck? Somebody said he was making memes about it.
I was just self-investigating, man. One thing led to another. I'm shooting people out of a hotel window. Now I'm serving 50 to life. I just don't get it, man.
You know, those guys could get book deals and shit from prison, right? The mass shooters that survive? Like, what happens to them? The media,
no,
they eat them up.
If they... no, they can't get book deals. The families sue them. Even OJ couldn't pull that one, and he was acquitted.
If I did it,
Yeah, all that money goes to his victims.
I like how on the book cover it said, "I did it,"
and yeah,
in big letters, and then on the inside of the letter I, it was real small, it said if.
Yeah, or it was a different color or something, I forget.
Yeah, it was red. A little red if I did it. That shit would have sold thrillions.
It did sell. I just told you, the money goes to the guys he killed.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
No fucking way. So the Nicole Brown family? And who was the guy? Who was the guy that he killed? Someone in Nicole Brown Simpson. Nicole Brown Simpson and...
Well, let me read it. Florida Bankruptcy Court awarded the rights of the book to the Goldman family to satisfy the civil judgment. Book's title was changed to If I Did It, Confessions of the Killer, published by Beaufort Books.
And Ronald Goldman.
Comments were added to the original manuscript by the Goldman family and the journalist, and the new cover design printed the word if greatly reduced in size.
Oh, so they addressed it. I like how that was included in the article. They noticed that too. Little red if. That's genius. So everything, why is it that all the money from that book goes to them?
Because of the civil suit. They found that the wrongful death was O.J. Simpson's fault. And they had to pay money, and they gained rights to his book.
Oh, dude. So they're just like, yeah, everybody fucking knows you killed him, all right? You're not making money on this book. It goes to them.
Yeah.
That's crazy, dude, that he got off with the crime and still is like, you know, no, dude, the money goes to them.
Welcome to 1997.
It was that early that it was decided that there would be no book deal?
No, that was when they won the wrongful death civil suit.
Oh, so that was like at the same time as the murder trial.
It was after the murder trial. He got off, and then they, you know, sued him and got their money.
It says they've only received a small portion of the $51 million they were owed. Wow, that's a lot of fucking money to owe some people for killing their people. That's a pretty crazy fucking world, dude. A guy worth a lot of money killing your people, getting away with it, and then like owing you money and shit. Like, what the fuck, dude? You gotta chase the money down that OJ owes you after he kills your kid. Well, that dude had to be.
That's what happened.
I mean, he's a scumbag, right?
No, or... I'm not judging him.
You know, just because he killed
some
people.
I'm not the judge here. I'm not sitting in judgment of anybody.
Let's not cast any first stones tonight.
I liked what my old, what's-his-name said.
What did old what's-his-name say?
Well, Chappelle, he said, you know, you didn't see the story?
Oh, about what Chappelle said about OJ?
The three times he met OJ, yeah.
And then there was like a fourth surprise time at the end?
Story. Oh, yeah. You know, everybody's heard that one.
OJ. He met OJ all those times. And did he meet OJ after the, like, before and after the thing? Or was it all after?
Was what?
Did he meet OJ only after the killings, or did he also meet him before the killing?
Yeah, both. Didn't you see it?
I just couldn't remember the details.
I don't want to go over the.
Well, you.
I don't remember him either.
Recite word for word, Dave Chappelle's stand up from last year. Do it for me and the listeners. The sound of silence is the sound of Kilgore snubbing listeners, disrespecting the co-host, and not doing Dave Chappelle. Fucking Kilgore, are you defying me? Are you,
I'm not going to recite somebody else's bit that I don't even remember. I already said I don't remember it.
This is crazy. I think we should end the hate show here.
I thought it was over a minute. Like, you ended it like 10 minutes ago.
This is...
And I just felt like I'm being pestered by you.
Chronicle.su Hate Radio is brought to you proudly by Liebel Joker Incorporated, Dr. Angstrom Troubadour, Mrs. Troubadour's Down South Cornbread Stuffin', and Terror Max. Take it, enjoy a good straight spine pointed right up at the North Star, scanning all the horizons ahead of you in the morning. Good night, and go fuck yourselves.